Angel, you know who it is. Hey, it's Angel. Angel. Nah, I'm just playing. Hey, but welcome to my podcast. Welcome. Anybody's welcome. My name is Angel Ramses Rodriguez, coming at you live. Well, it's not really. It's a recording, but anyways, I'm going to keep this intro short and sweet. We're going to talk about sports, music, love, spreading message, positive energy all the way, peace, love, and positivity. That's what I'm about, man. So let's jump right into it, okay? 35 seconds in, it's 5 p.m. You know, it's a very beautiful day. I'm sitting right here, right next to my window. I feel the breeze. It's very vivid. Outside, you know, it's like, it smells like nature, man. I'm really down to earth. I really hope y'all know that. So I'm really excited because I've always wanted to do podcasts and stand up and be a motivational speaker. Like, I have so many aspirations and I feel like y'all should too. So if you're not chasing that bag, what are you doing? What are you doing? You feel me? You heard? All right. So if y'all messing with that, then y'all should really hear me out when it comes to this music stuff. Like, for example, I'm a rapper, and I want you to know that I really work hard on this music stuff. Most people do it for the clout, for the fame, for the money, for the bitches, for the drugs, whatever. And it's just not like that with me, because I don't want to make money off of this shit. I want to spread a message. I feel like that's why I was put on this earth, because I feel like I'm just trying to put a message out there. And I feel like me putting my feelings on this podcast, I feel like people can hear my message, because I've been contained and bottled up in my own world that I feel like I can't just be like that no more, because that's not healthy. That's not a healthy living style, because you can have a good diet, you can exercise, and you can change everything that's bad about you and turn it into good. But if you don't focus on your mental health as well, and you don't, you know, consider it as important as hygiene and all these other factors that play a role in making you happy and living a stress-free life, then, you know, what are you doing? Mental health is everything. Another beneficial thing and another powerful point, if I could share a personal story with y'all, is I ain't have no father. So yet again, you got to understand that I have this hole in my heart. So it's like, I feel entitled to my own opinion. I'm narcissistic and I'm selfish. You know, I don't want to be that guy no more, because I want to spread a positive message. And me being more intelligent and more aware that I know I can do something, and it's going to make me do something, because I'm trying to get my mama out of here. Like, I'm trying to buy her a nice house. I'm trying to just help my whole family. I'm trying to help whoever helped me into becoming who I am now to this day. You know, just not help, but just like be there for them. Be a good friend. Be all these roles that you play every day. You know, you play a different role every day. You put on a mask every day. And it's nothing new. Everybody's aware of it. Everybody knows, like, what people have done. People are fake. People are murderers. People are this. People are that. But why are you putting labels on it if you don't even know, you know, the stranger next to you, you know, like, you don't know their story, so you can't be putting on labels just by looking at them. That's another message that I'm trying to spread. And I feel like people do that with me because they think that I'm just hood and that I'm up to no good. But little do they know that I ain't have no father, and that my mom working, you know, 40 plus something hours, making $8 an hour. Like, it's a struggle living a paycheck to paycheck and not knowing where your food's gonna come the next day. Like, why do I have to worry about that? That's what I'm saying. So spreading good messages and peace, love, and positivity is where it's at. No matter your situation, I feel like people just make it an excuse. And just cause you flaunt that shit, I feel like that just makes you less, you know, of a civilized person. Like, why are you, like, putting someone else's struggle and making them feel bad? Because they didn't go through the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different story. And my story to tell, I got plenty of stories. Let's just say that. And for me to begin, well, you're just going to have to ask. And another powerful point, if I could definitely you know, choose what I would want to be in life, I'd be a rapper every time. That's the first thought that comes to my mind. At first, for the longest time, I would battle with being a rapper and an NBA player. But you have to be, like, exceptionally good for the NBA. And it's all entertainment, to be honest. So it's really not my forte or whatever you want to call it. It's not really my go-to because, yeah, you can spread a message. But at the end of the day, what message are you spreading? Entertainment. You're getting paid, you know, for people, for millions of people to watch you. And same thing with music. People can definitely use that for envy and jealousy and the bad stuff and murder and shit. But whatever. I'm not looking for fame. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for awareness. Like, I'm looking for a change. I'm trying to make a change. And I'm trying to make a movement. I'm trying to make an army, a nation, or a community, or just something. Something, you know, that is a community. And it's just all love, man. It's just all peace, all music, all weed, all just filled with cool-ass people who think like me, man, who are just like me. But it's just like everyone around me locally just doesn't get it. And so it's really hard. But I'm glad I am the way I am because, you know, it makes me push even harder. You're like, because I know I'm humble enough to know that I'm not better than anyone. But I am different and, you know, I work hard for everything. So if I apply that to all of my, you know, aspects of life, like education, my job, at home, relationships, and not even just your girlfriend, your mother, your sisters, you know, everyone you come in contact with, you should really think about the stuff you say and the stuff you do and the decisions you make. Because I'm at a beautiful age where I'm not an adult, but I'm not a teenager no more. So what am I? Exactly. So that's why I got to ask these questions. And, you know, I'm just trying to help out. So thank you for listening to my podcast. You know, this is probably the fucking third time I've done this shit. But I think I'll settle with this one. So thank you. Deuces. Peace out.